The sermon text I have chosen today will be from the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verse 23 to
25.
John chapter 2, verse 23 to 25. The passage actually is a bit strange. And if you can find it, let's read this in English. What version are you reading from? Sorry. Are you reading from NIV?
Yeah, NIV.
Okay. Why don't we read it in NIV first, and then we'll read together in Chinese.
Now, while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many people saw the miraculous sign he was doing and believed in his name. But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all men. He did not need men's testimony about men, for he knew what was in a man.
Let's read together in Chinese. 当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人也用不着谁见证人怎么样，因他知道人心里所存的。It's indeed a very strange passage. Because it gives you a bad news. Bad news of man. Simply put, you should not trust anybody. Right, but this is not the end of the story. We read this because this few verses right in the transition between two stories. And makes a very important and emphatic point about man. If you're familiar with the Gospel of John, you know the Gospel of John has liked to play with contrast. Right and wrong. Darkness and light. And here we see something like that. Right at the beginning of chapter 1 of the Gospel of John is an introduction. Chapter 2 and 3, you actually see a lot of darkness. Chapter 2, the darkness is about the institution of the Jewish church. Yeah, and their institution is corrupted, and therefore they allow business in the temple court. And therefore Jesus needs to find him necessary to cleanse the temple. So let's talk about the darkness of the Jewish people, Jewish church institution. And right after the passage today, we are into the darkness of man, which is in the Gospel of John chapter 3. So basically, in the beginning of the Gospel of John, John is telling us the whole human institution and every single individual is corrupted and sinful.
Uh,
And it's pretty gloomy, actually. But of course, the Bible doesn't end there. And you know, in the chapter 3 of John, he talks about regeneration, new life.
Yeah.
But here, in the transition between chapter 2 and chapter 3, right in these verses, we need to know something about human being. And the Bible see that this is actually not the experience of the apostles. Not that they have seen something and so they wrote it down. This is what Jesus told us, what Jesus is thinking. And so it's important for us to pay attention to these few verses. As you know, we will be in big trouble if we cannot trust anything or anybody. If you cannot trust your spouse, you'll be on your phone a lot. You may not inject a tracker into his or her skin, but you will want to know where he is every single moment. If you go into a restaurant, you cannot trust the food. You will have some fear when you order anything. In fact, if you are so afraid, you wonder why you are there anyway. But trust is very important, very basic to our life. If you cannot trust your car can bring you here safely, you may not be even here. But this is what the Bible is telling us. I mean, all people are not really trustworthy. But the good thing is the Bible doesn't stop there and give us more. Yeah, but I think before we go there, we need to understand ourselves. We understand human beings. And that's why we have this passage. Jesus considered an orphaner. Yeah, but the conservatives, the religious folks are in the south. Because when you read all the gospel, you know Jesus started his ministry in the north, near the Sea of Galilee. Yeah, but all the religious leaders, those who are educated, are from the south. In Jerusalem. Chinese may not be like that. But Jesus kind of considered almost like a foreigner, an outsider. And so the Jewish professors will need to send spies to check him out. But so what Jesus said is kind of like questionable for these Jewish leaders. Well, actually, for all of us, if we are educated in the college ourselves, we may actually question what Jesus is telling us today. Because today it's very important that we have a healthy self-image. Today's psychology will even tell us that if you don't have a healthy self-image or self-esteem, you may not be even able to survive. Yeah, but the thing is about this passage, it doesn't say anything good about man. What this passage is telling us that we should trust only Jesus. Because of several things that we know about man. There are three things that this passage tells us about man. First, man's faith, if they claim to be a believer, their faith can be pretty shallow. Second, if someone say that they trust in you, actually they actually may want you to do something for them. You're so good, I really liked you, I believe in you, but actually in the background they want you to do something for them. And in the end of this passage, the very one punch is that it's telling us that we our hearts are evil. Yeah, you look at the passage, you see Jesus came down to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. And just like the way he typically do wherever he goes, he would do miracles. And a lot of miracles actually are not written down, not recorded in the Bible. But he helps people and he has to perform miracles to help these people. And so as he casts away demons, as he heals people, people believe in him. The Bible even say that these people believed in his name. But don't believe so much. You look at verse 24 and 25, you know that these people's faith has a question mark on it. Because seeing that these people believe in him, Jesus will still not entrust himself to these people. And repeatedly, the Bible says, because Jesus knew them too well. And Jesus actually have a negative assessment of what's happening with these people. And so for us, this actually tell us something about ourselves, and we need to think about this. What kind of faith do you have? Do you believe, when you believe in Jesus, when you say you believe in Jesus, do you only know Jesus on the surface?
你说你信耶稣，你说你认识耶稣，那你对耶稣的认识是不是就在表面上呢？
You know that if you only know Jesus on the surface, it's actually not very satisfying. And it won't last very long. You cannot just love your girlfriend and your wife when she has made up on. And then you express your shock, your shock on Facebook when she removed her makeup. You cannot know someone by just knowing the person's what they do, what the job and how much money they make. You need to know someone, you need to know this person deeply. Because what's happening inside is much more important than what's happening on the surface. And that's why Jesus is very careful in this. He knows people too well. And the Bible in this few verses asks us to do the same thing. We cannot really trust people 100%. We need to trust Jesus more than we trust everyone. And you and go to verse 24, you see Jesus' analysis go further. In the ESV, my translation is, but Jesus on his part did not entrust himself to them because he knew all people. Well, you have to understand why Jesus did not entrust himself to these people. And you have to understand what it means by not entrusting himself to these people. Do you know what these guys would do to Jesus if Jesus entrusts himself to them? Think about the situation of these Jewish people. They are being ruled by the Romans. And the Romans are not very nice to them. Romans allow them to govern themselves, that's true. But the Romans will squeeze them. The soldiers can ask them for money and for any property and they will give it. And what if you're under that kind of like a suppression, what would you want to do? You want to revolt. As any Chinese would understand. If we are ruled by foreigners, we would want to revolt. That's why we have mooncake. Right? The mooncake is a message. It's send message. Right? You pass message with a mooncake and then you have a revolt. That's a legend, probably. Well, but the Bible is pretty explicit about what these people want. This is in John chapter 6, verse 15. Well, people know that these people want to force him to be a king. And look at that verse. What did Jesus do? Did the Bible say Jesus happily become a king for them? And so he led a liberation. None of those things happened. Jesus went up to the mountain alone. That's the result. He just went up to the mountain to pray. But the thing is, people like Jesus, people want Jesus. He can talk. Of course, he can preach. He can do miracles. Not magic, miracles, okay? Real stuff. And he can heal people. If he can do all these things, why can't he lead a revolt? Of course he can do that. And therefore all these people want him to do that and want to make him a king. But Jesus did a very gracious thing to these people. Jesus simply said no and went up to the mountain. Now think about our life. We actually often do that kind of thing, unlike Jesus. With $8,000, you went to a car dealer. The agent will help you to do your financial analysis. Going in, you say, I'll only pay $8,000, nothing more. But after the helpful analysis, you will end up leaving with a brand new car. And a brand new car loan of $8,000. There are people in the world who will convince you to be a very capable person. And want you to fulfill their dream. They will praise you. They will push you higher up. But they have an agenda. Their agenda is different from God's. They may say you're so beautiful. Why don't you come and do something for me? They will say you're so capable. Why don't you do more? Make more money. Have a few more cars. Have bigger houses. Why don't you do that? You can do it. But in all these, Jesus will run up to the mountain, get away from all those things. Because he sees the danger, of doing other people's thing. In being helpful to these other people instead of himself. Ignoring what God wants us to do. Because sometimes, when we try to fulfill others or our own dreams, we ended up paying a lot more. Very costly to us. Costly to our family. Costly to ourselves, our health. Costly to our church. So this passage will ask us to understand ourselves.
To,
to how we should not entrust ourselves to other people. Or even ourselves. But to only entrust ourselves to the care of God. And rest. Find your fulfillment in Jesus. So that you may enjoy life. Because in the area where I work, there are plenty of people who bought new and big houses. These are actually not white collar people, these are blue collar people. They are pretty rich. Their houses are bigger than mine. But then they rarely spend their time in it. Yeah, the house is for housing some air in it. No people actually enjoy it. Oh, maybe they enjoy it, but until they're retired, they enjoy it. So why do that? People's expectation is very powerful, it's very controlling. But the thing is to say no to these expectations.
Is
the most gracious thing we can do to these people. And in verse 25, we understand why all these things are like that. Jesus needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. In the Chinese translation, it only says, because he knew what was in the man. But in the English version, the ESV will translate, for he himself knew. It makes a difference there. Because he is God, he can know man in himself. But we cannot, because we are human. But we can also know human now, because Jesus told us so. The Bible told us that. Actually, the Bible tells us that we need to be very careful about human being, not in this verse. Genesis, the first book of the Bible, tells us that already, repeatedly. Especially, very explicitly, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. I don't know if the Chinese translation really quite captured that momentum. I think if you think about it carefully, the translation in Chinese also do very well. In the English, they say that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Uh,
everything all the time continually. Have you done that? If you are actually a believer, this is not easy for you to do. If you can actually do that, it's actually pretty scary for me. And this is right at the before the flood. The Bible talks about that, the condition of human hearts. And the Bible, after the flood, say the same thing. And that is in chapter 8, verse 21. And chapter 8:21, there's one little phrase there. For the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. 八章二十一节 in the parentheses. It talks about the intention of man again. So the kids are not exempt. That explains a lot of things that we have seen. That explains to us why our kids are so difficult to deal with. And as we deal with these difficult kids, they would draw out the evil in our hearts too. So, and the evil and evil come together and resonate. In the New Testament, Paul just used one verse to talk about this. For all have sinned, fall short of the glory of God. Just everybody. And so this tells us about what we have inside. For believer, we are not exactly like that. Because our lives are renewed. Because we have the life of Jesus in us. So we are not entirely like that. So this verse, this passage asks us to reflect on where we are. But because we are still sinners, we can still have these residual sins in our hearts. And this is very important. We need to be careful about that. So what the Bible is telling us here is that we may not even know ourselves. And therefore we need each other, we need the church. I need my wife to tell me that I can be a bully to my kids. I need my wife to tell me how to be gentle with my rowdy kids. And of course, I believe my wife needs me. And she needs me to show her how to be really firm. So when we listen to people, also we need to be careful about this. We need to tell the difference between whether they are saying something truthful or something that we want to hear.
我在我们听人讲话的时候，我们要分清他是在讲真话呢，还是在讲一些我们愿意听的话。
We have a duty because of the Bible telling us all these things. We have a duty to know what is the truth.
圣经告诉我们有责任要分清楚什么样是真的。
And the important thing is for us to not just to know what is evil.
重要的是呢，我们不仅仅要知道什么是恶，什么是善。
And also to know how to be kind to those who look evil. Or to deal with those who are actually evil. But we understand we have the power of the Spirit. We may not fully use it, but we know that it's there. It's available to us. Because we are in Jesus. And so we pray that the Spirit will help us. Then we have the grace of Jesus to be wise. To know what is evil and what is not. And what is in our hearts. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the time. And we thank you for your word. May your word teaches us to be wise. May your word cleanse us. That we may be a witness. We may be your ambassadors in this world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.